the country station, Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. My name's Chris Schalk. I'm Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture, and I've got Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, Kristen Hildebrand, right here alongside. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
All right, so yesterday you told us and we learned that July is Cut Flower Month.
Yes.
Actually, when we get to Friday, I'm going to tell you it's another month. We're celebrating another month, too, but I'm going to hold that till Friday.
Stay tuned, guys.
Stay tuned. So yesterday you talked about, you know, that this cut flower thing is becoming bigger and bigger. And I think probably comes with a buy local, shop local kind of thing. We're not importing all these flowers from all over. And you've got a short course coming up, and that might be just the ticket for what somebody's thinking. This might be for me, this cut flower deal.
That's right. And I'm really excited to kind of talk about this particular program that we have coming up. And it's also going to be offered in July. So if you want to mark your calendars, the event we're about to talk about is a cut flower short course. It's going to be offered on July the 19th, which is a Monday. This particular short course event is going to be showcasing some virtual cut flower farms in Kentucky. One of the farms is featured right here in South Central Kentucky. So if you've ever had a chance to go over to Scottsville and maybe buy some cut flowers, or maybe you've seen her here on the square here in Bowling Green, but she offers a lot of different fresh, locally grown cut flowers that are really, really beautiful. And with that virtual cut flower tour that we're doing at her establishment, what it's going to focus on is basically, once the cut flowers are harvested, then they go into a special cooler, and she's utilizing a special cooler that's called a CoolBot system. So we are going to be featuring that CoolBot cooler system and kind of some of the mechanics behind it, what all it took to install, and how it's helping her as a cut flower grower here in South Central Kentucky, and she's with River Bend Blooms out of Scottsville. So that'll be a nice highlight to this particular cut flower short course. And we'll also have Alexis Sheffield. She's got her own cut flower business on the side, and she's going to be featuring some different literature and also information about post-harvest information. And a lot of times, as soon as you get ready to harvest a cut flower stem, it will actually start deteriorating. So there's a special process that cut flowers have to be gone through, a process to help them have longer shelf life. And so a lot of those cut flowers are going to be talked about in the post-harvest handling kind of information part of the program. So, Chris, this class is free. It's open to anybody that might be interested in getting more into the commercial side of cut flower production here in Kentucky. Now, if you're a hobby gardener and you would like to attend, that's perfectly fine. It's open to anybody. But I will mention that it is more geared towards the commercial side of production. But this particular program is going to be offered via Zoom, so it's going to be done virtually. And there is some pre-registration that is encouraged, so that way you all will receive the link to get to join the meeting on July the 19th. So the best way to get the link as far as how to pre-register is, if you want to, you can visit on Facebook at Warren County Agriculture. Just type that into the Facebook, and that should come up. And if you scroll down through some of our status updates, you'll see the particular flyer that says virtual cut flower tour and also post-harvest information that'll be shared. So go ahead and get registered for this event, so that way that you gain that meeting link to join us. And again, if you're not able to join us, go ahead and still pre-register for that particular night, and we'll go ahead and send the recorded meeting link after it has been recorded, so you're still gaining some access to it.
All right, Kristen. Well, we appreciate all that information. And folks, I'll tell you what, sounds like a pretty cool deal to check out that cut flower short course. Well, Kristen, we invite everyone back tomorrow morning at 5:30, and we're going to talk a little bit about my favorite, or 5 o'clock rather, to talk about my favorite thing, the Kentucky State Fair.
Oh.
All right. Well, folks, we want you to come back not only tomorrow morning, but each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Hobby Dye and Reed and over at Farmers Regional Livestock Market. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.